Now in chapter 24, we finish the judgment against the nations. It all is consummated and comes down to one focal point in the great tribulation at the end of the age, after the church is removed. And we therefore need to keep in mind now the major divisions of Isaiah that we gave in the outline at the beginning. From chapters 1 to 35, the theme is judgment. Now we've been snowballing this from nation to nation, and it now comes down to the great tribulation period. And from chapters 13 to 23, we saw God's judgments upon these surrounding nations. Now from 24 through 35, this is a new section. We see judgment is still the theme, but the next few chapters of this section are entirely future. Both Dalich and Jennings consider it thoroughly eschatological. Some have labeled the next few chapters the little apocalypse, that is, like the book of Revelation. And I'm just going to hit high points here, by the way. We have the great tribulation as a worldwide judgment from God. Behold, verse 1, the Lord maketh the earth empty, maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. Now, the word earth here can be considered, it's eretz in the Hebrew. Some consider it just the land of Israel, other the whole earth. And I think that it actually is twofold. And it speaks of the earth, the judgment that is coming in the great tribulation. And God will judge not only the land of Israel, but the entire world during that period. Now, in verses 13 through 15, the tribulation saints are preserved through the great tribulation period, by the way. And we have this, that in the midst of the land, among the people, there shall be as the shaking of an olive tree, the gleaning of grapes when the vintage is done. They'll lift up their voice, and they shall cry aloud, wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. In other words, the remnant will be small. They'll lift up their voice to glorify God. Now, in the time of testing, of tribulation, they'll be able to glorify the Lord, even the name of the Lord God of Israel, the isles of the sea. So there's to be a remnant at that time that will be of Israel and then out to the very isles of the sea. That would include the whole earth, of course. Now we come to the third division here, and the great tribulation is a time of universal and unparalleled suffering. Verse 16, from the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, and Dr. Jennings translates that, my misery. That's what it's going to be. Woe unto me, the treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Now, one of the things that will characterize the great tribulation period is going to be deception. In fact, verse 17 says there are three dangers that will be upon the inhabitants of the earth in that day. Notice them. Verse 17, fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. Now, fear in that day. There's no freedom from fear here. By the way, it was quite interesting that the Atlantic Truce, you remember, that Mr. Churchill and Mr. Roosevelt drew up, they said that one of the things that they wanted to bring into the world was freedom from fear. Well, how about it today? You want to look about in the world, the mob is marching, dissatisfaction and fear everywhere. This will be multiplied. And in the great tribulation, freedom from fear will not be there, but great fear. Pit is the danger of death. And hanging over this world today, there is a little atom, and that little atom is frightful. Death. Death even to the population of the world. But God says he won't let that happen. The Lord Jesus said that except those days were shortened, no flesh would be able to survive, but he's going to shorten the days. Then the third thing is snare. That is, that's deception. You remember that the Lord Jesus began that great Olivet Discourse that fits right into the Great Tribulation period. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. It's the time when the world will be led to believe they're entering the millennium. You get that impression today, don't you, from some of the world leaders that they're going to bring in the millennium. Well, then they're going to bring in nothing but the Great Tribulation period. And that's what Antichrist will do, of course. But the world will think they're entering the millennium. They're entering the Great Tribulation period. Deception. Antichrist. The one of the things that characterize him is he's a deceiver. And after all, that's what his papa is, the devil. The devil is a deceiver. And how many people today are deceived? They're deceived about life. How many people today are even thinking of eternity? Just things of the here and now. And today, we find even science, the great organization, now rejecting for the first time the creation account. They don't want it. That's a great day of deception. You can be deceived today by science. You can be deceived today by politicians. You can be deceived today by educators. You can be deceived today by the military. And you can be deceived today by all these protesters. And the only help today is to turn to Jesus Christ. He's been made unto us wisdom and the only hope. But in that day, they really are going to buy this. And I tell you, Antichrist privately will be able to look at a world and say, sucker, that's what they're going to be. Oh, my friend, the devil has long since said that the human race are a bunch of suckers. And that's what we are, unless we turn to Christ. Now we have here verse 18, shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. Some think they'll get rid of fear, and the next thing it means death. They may walk out and say, oh, I'm not afraid. And then the next thing it drops, and that's it for them. May I say to you, then those that don't go down into the pit of death will be snared. It's a time when the book of Revelation says 1/4 of the population is taken out at one time in a great judgment. Another, 1/3 of the population. You talk about the population explosion, the explosion's going to reduce the population in that day. Now we have, when we come here to verse 22, we see tribulation saints are going to be raised from the dead. This is a marvelous passage of Scripture. They'll be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in prison, and after many days shall they be visited. That is, they go down into death, and then they're to be raised from the death. I believe that what you have here is the fact that the tribulation saints are part of the first resurrection. They're going to be raised from the dead. I'll not read Revelation 20, verse 4 and 6, but you ought to read that. Now, the fact of the matter is, this is going to end by the coming of the king. Verse 23, then the moon shall be confounded, the sun ashamed, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his ancients gloriously. And even nature's going to respond to the king when he comes to rule. And he's the only one that can end this period known as the Great Tribulation period.